Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Israel says it's postponed Saturday's planned release of over 600 Palestinian prisoners because of what it described as ceasefire violations by Hamas. More details from our Middle East regional editor, Sebastian Usher.
Palestinians have been waiting for many hours for the more than 600 prisoners due to be released. That delay may now be much longer. After a meeting with his top security officials, Mr. Netanyahu said that the prisoners won't be freed until the next release of hostages is guaranteed. No more living hostages were due to be released in the first phase of the ceasefire. Talks on the second phase have yet to begin. Mr. Netanyahu said he made the decision because of repeated violations by Hamas, but the move puts the whole ceasefire in serious jeopardy.
Meanwhile, Israeli doctors say there's no evidence that the injuries suffered by Shiri Bibas, whose remains Hamas handed over on Friday, were caused by bombing. Hamas had said that she and her two young sons were killed in an Israeli air attack during their captivity in Gaza. Israel has previously accused Hamas of murdering them. The Vatican says Pope Francis continues to be in a critical condition and he's become more unwell over the past day. He spent 8 nights in hospital. Sarah Rainsford is outside the building in Rome, where medical chiefs have released the latest details on the pontiff's health.
This one was particularly detailed and I think particularly stark for those who are watching closely the state of the Pope's health. The real details in there mentioning the fact that the Pope had had the prolonged respiratory crisis. Now, we don't know exactly what that means, but we do know that he had to be given high flow oxygen. Now, we have been told in the past that the Pope has been getting oxygen, but that he wasn't on a respirator. He wasn't permanently hooked up to extra oxygen. So this is something that's administered as and when. We also know that he had blood transfusions today because of suspected anemia.
French officials say one person's been killed and two police officers seriously injured in a knife attack at a demonstration in the eastern city of Mulhouse. A 37-year-old Algerian man has been arrested. President Macron said there was no doubt it was an Islamist act of terror. Our Paris correspondent Hugh Schofield reports.
The attack was at a crowded market. Police were out in some numbers because a demonstration was also taking place. The assailant attacked police officers with a knife. A Portuguese man who was there tried to intervene, but he was stabbed and killed. The attacker was shouting, "Allahu Akbar, God is great." He has been identified as a 37-year-old Algerian. He was on a radicalisation watch list and was under an order to leave the country. The Interior Minister, Bruno Retailleau, said France had repeatedly tried to have the man deported to Algeria, but the authorities there had refused to supply the necessary papers.
BBC News. Nearly 2,000 police officers in Bukavu in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have joined the M23 rebels. They appeared in the city in brand new uniforms. The Rwandan-backed rebel group says the officers will be retrained before they're deployed in the city to restore law and order. The rebels' unopposed advance into Bukavu a week ago was marked by looting. Botswana's President Duma Boko says flash floods have killed 7 people, including 3 children. In the capital, Gaborone, dramatic pictures showed cars washed away and properties waterlogged after a dam overflowed. Schools across the country and major roads remain closed. It's been raining heavily for a week and emergency workers say more could be on the way. Elon Musk has said all US federal workers must respond to an email explaining what work they carried out last week or lose their jobs. They're being instructed to give 5 bullet points of what they did and copy in their manager. The billionaire has been tasked with slashing government spending. He said failure to reply would be considered a resignation. In a speech in Maryland to the Conservative Political Action Conference, President Trump praised Mr. Musk and the work he was doing.
He's doing a great job, and he doesn't need this either. He doesn't need it, but he wants to see. You know, he's a patriot. People said, well, what official position does he have? He said, patriot. Ooh. They didn't know. They said, that was good. He's a patriot.
French cheese fans are celebrating breaking the Guinness World Record for the largest fondue. The hefty helping of melted dairy weighed in at more than 2 tonnes, smashing the previous record set in Switzerland. Thousands appeared in the rain at the unveiling of a giant copper cauldron near the Swiss border, filled with 40 wheels of Comté cheese. The organisers said any type of cheese could have been used, but they didn't want to neglect the taste. BBC News.